The deadline is past for accused September 11th terrorist Zacharias Massawi to file all the motions that will govern how his trial is conducted and what evidence and witnesses will be allowed. Since he became his own lawyer 2 months ago, Massawi has filed 75 handwritten motions. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Zacharias Massawi is unlike any other defendant. He wants to talk to the grand jury. He wants to talk to the press. He wants to talk to Congress, but he does not want to talk to the lawyers appointed to represent him, lawyers with an unblemished record of aggressive advocacy for their clients. The Massawi motions are a collection of vitriol, cleverness, paranoia, and hilarious adaptation of American history and expressions. Repeatedly, he claims, the FBI knows he's innocent, because, he says, the FBI has had him under surveillance since he entered the country. But when the prosecutors filed a response stating that Massawi was not under surveillance by the government prior to his arrest, Massawi responded with a motion entitled, "Stop Playing Clinton Game of Lies." Says Massawi, "To say that the government was not conducting surveillance operations against me means nothing. Nobody would want to know if the Secretary of Agriculture was conducting a surveillance. I want to know about the FBI." In another motion, he says, "I have declared publicly my complete and total hostility to the U.S., and no nuclear bomb has been launched against the U.S. for almost 2 months." Of President Clinton, he says, the government tells what he calls Clinton truths, namely a, quote, complete lie that is twisted by malicious wording to become a technical truth. Of President Bush, he says, his idea of returning honor to the presidency is like Gladiator, stabbing the enemy in the back before the fight. Not surprising for Daddy's son, leading, or I must say, cheating from the back. And of the FBI director, whom he calls King Mueller, he says, if you cannot be a man, be at least a cowboy. Frank Dunham is the federal public defender in Eastern Virginia, who, over Massawi's objections, remains a standby defense lawyer in the case.
This man is tremendously well-versed in Western thought. He's not somebody that grew up in the Middle East. He grew up in France, and he knows about American culture. I mean, he'll say things like, "I don't want an O.J. trial," or whenever he refers, he never says the word lies. He always says Clinton lies. And he talks about, this is not the time for deep throat, this is the time for deep bribe. And so he has, you know, a knowledge of American lore, so to speak, and he uses it cleverly and almost in a humorous way. But that doesn't make him operating on all cylinders.
In seeking to testify before the grand jury, Massawi writes, "I will stipulate to chains, handcuffs, stun belt, 20 or 30 marshals, as long as I can say what I know about the September 11th attack." Lawyer Dunham says Massawi doesn't understand the trap he's setting for himself. With no lawyer in the room with him and no judge to referee, he would be at the mercy of the prosecutors.
I'm sure that he has a different idea in his mind about what a grand jury is than what it really is. I don't believe that he could possibly understand that the prosecutor is going to be asking him questions, very controlling questions, that he's not going to have an opportunity to make a speech.
And whatever he says will likely be used very dramatically against him at trial. Again, Frank Dunham.
The big advantage, of course, that a defendant always has is for the government not to know what his side of things is until he decides to take the witness stand. And he's totally forfeited that at this point.
Massawi initially saved most of his ire for the men appointed to represent him, all experienced capital defense lawyers. He believed then and now they were part of a conspiracy to kill him. More recently, the target of his wrath has been Judge Leonie Brinkema. In his motions, Massawi calls her a master of deception, who's prevented him from contacting witnesses, seeing the classified evidence against him, prevented him from having access to newspapers or TV and radio. "She knows I must be killed," he says. "May Allah's curse be on you." Lawyer Dunham says that it is indeed next to impossible for Massawi to effectively represent himself.
There's a lot of it that's classified that he won't be able to look at.
Now, how much discovery material is there?
More than can possibly be read by 10 or 15 people if they divided it up into 15 equal segments, more than they can read between the time it was received by the defense and the time of trial.
The evidence the government has produced to potentially use against Massawi is nothing short of an avalanche of material. 1,200 CD-ROMs, 1,217 audio cassettes, 296 video cassettes, 202 computer hard drives, says Dunham, and no index to find any exculpatory material. Moussaoui, in his motion, says he's being set up by the judge so that she can remove him from representing himself. And Frank Dunham concedes that day may come.
There could come a time when, if he won't listen to her, when he continues on pounding away on his agenda and not going according to the rules and the procedures, where she would be perfectly within her right to say, Mr. Marshall, sit him down. Stand by counsel, take over the case.
So you're trying to be prepared to do that, but pretty hard.
It's a virtually almost an impossible task to try to prepare to defend a case in a situation where your best source of information, which is your client, is not available to you.
Has he ever spoken to you?
Oh, yeah. I've met with him hundreds of hours. I feel like I know the man fairly well. That's why I'm so convinced that there's a problem going on inside his head, and that he's not, as some commentators like to paint him, this clever guy who's tying the government in knots. I think he's planting the seeds of his own demise, that he doesn't realize it, and that he's operating under a set of paranoid fears that are not real, but that he believes are true.
Dunham says that Moussaoui's distrust of his court-appointed lawyers stems from their attempt to show that his paranoia is delusional. Indeed, says Dunham, Moussaoui finally agreed to meet with the government psychiatrist, knowing that that psychiatrist would likely find him sane, as opposed to the defense psychiatrist, who would more likely find him delusional. The only lawyer that Moussaoui appears to trust at all is Charles Freeman, a Muslim convert from Texas whose meetings with Moussaoui were arranged by Frank Dunham. But Freeman has said he does not want to be a standby lawyer and has not filed the papers allowing him to appear in the case. As Frank Dunham sees it, Freeman was willing to take over the case entirely if Moussaoui would have agreed.
But I don't think there was a trust level there. I think Mr. Moussaoui had a limited amount of trust there, but still wanted to control his own defense because he really doesn't trust anybody else.
So for now, Zacharias Moussaoui is on his own. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.